I'm afraid the truth of the matter is that there are a range of people at both Calais and indeed Dunkirk at this time. It's true the Calais camp has been there for a long time. The Dunkirk camp is very new. And the people there have not been there for all these years. The truth of the matter is that very many of them quite clearly are refugees. And indeed many of them are entitled to have their asylum claims dealt with here.
Well, why? Why are they? Why should they be dealt with here and not in France or the country that they first went to?
Some of your listeners may have caught up with the important court case last week, which dealt with the issue of people who have family members already here, who, under the laws that we apply, as indeed are supposed to be applied in France, if properly applied, mean people should be able to make their claims where their families are. And that particularly means children, but also other dependent adults as well.
How many of the around 3,000 people in Calais would that apply to, do you estimate?
I don't have an estimate for that. I know there have been lawyers who have been visiting the camp and also grassroots movements who estimate that there are perhaps as many as hundreds of such people, but I don't have an estimate from Amnesty International.
But what about the others? Because it's clearly not everybody. You say it could be hundreds out of 3,000. What about the rest?
Well, the fact of the matter is that we have a global refugee problem at this moment in time because countries like the UK and indeed France are not sharing responsibility for those people. And at the moment, France does receive twice as many asylum claims and hosts twice as many refugees as does this country. It would be sensible and compassionate to share responsibility with France, to get the French to start sorting out their system, but to say that in exchange, we will share responsibility with them, as indeed we've done in the past.
Why do we have any responsibility for economic migrants? I can understand the point about asylum seekers, but we all know that many of the people at Calais are economic migrants. Why do we have any responsibility towards them?
Well, if people wish to make asylum claims, they're entitled to do so, and they need to be properly...
No, that's not what
addressed.
I asked about economic migrants.
No, I understand that you say that, and I'm trying to get to that, but all I'm saying is that the first instance is if someone wishes to make an asylum claim, it needs to be dealt with. Then one can determine whether someone has entitlement to stay here as a refugee or has no entitlement and needs to be removed. But unless and until someone admits someone into an asylum system and deals with their claim properly, fairly and fully, and preferably quickly, then we're in no position to make that assessment.
Do you think the so-called Dublin Agreement needs to be ripped up? Because it's quite clear in that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in the first country that they land in.
Well, that's not quite the case. What it is that there's an arrangement between the European Union states which says if it can be shown that someone has originally arrived in the European Union in that particular country, then ordinarily that country will be the country responsible. Although not in the case of those who have family members in another EU country, which may therefore be responsible.
Yes, but you keep resorting to that, and you've admitted that you think it's hundreds of people in Calais. I'm talking about the other 2,700, many of whom are economic migrants, and we have no responsibility whatsoever to let economic migrants into this country unless they can prove that they will be a benefit to this country.
Well, I think there's a clear disagreement between myself and you as to the number of other people who are refugees in that camp. But coming directly to your question about Dublin, you're quite right. It clearly doesn't work. It cannot be that hundreds of thousands of people arriving at Greece turn out to be all Greece's responsibility and none of the other members in the European Union have responsibility to help.
Well, you still aren't addressing the point about economic migrants, but I think if we're here until midnight, that's not going to happen, is it? Do you think that this country has any responsibility for economic migrants who are in Calais, regardless of how many there are?
It has a responsibility to help everybody access an asylum claim, whether asylum system,
well,
whether here or in France.
What's the point of continuing this conversation when you cannot address the point of economic migrants? You keep returning to asylum seekers. We have no argument about that.
I'm sorry, we do have an argument about it, because until you've dealt with someone's asylum claim, you're in no position to
assess. I'm not talking about asylum claims. I'm talking about economic migrants. How clearer can I be?
People at Calais wish to make asylum claims. Most of them wish to make their asylum claims here.
Goodness me. Thank you very much. That's Steve Symons, Amnesty International's UK's Refugee Programme Director, who clearly doesn't even understand the concept of economic migrants.